The last time I had seen Emily and Christian, it was a chilly, snow-covered morning in Toledo. It literally seems like ages ago. I was so excited when I pulled up to Crimson Lane and the sunflowers were in bloom and the sun was shining. I knew that it was just going to be the most perfect day. I walked into the bridal suite and was greeted with a beaming smile across Emily's face, and it pretty much stayed there the entire length of their wedding day. I can only imagine how bad her cheeks hurt the next day. And from what I learned about Emily, she grew up in a family that was only mildly obsessed with Disney. She grew up believing and dreaming of the fairy tale wedding, her prince charming, and every bit of what would be a happily ever after. Now enters Christian, a boy from Utah going door to door selling for a short time in Toledo. The way they met is still a major secret. Not a single person has yet to spill the beans. Eventually, Christian headed back to Utah, where they stayed connected despite the long distance. And I don't think it took Emily very long to realize that she had found her Prince Charming, the one whom she wanted to live happily ever after with, her adventure partner and her best friend. Christian realized after leaving Emily here in Ohio that he needed to get back to her. He made the move and their love story began to take form. Travel is something they both love and share, and their bucket list is long, and it is nothing short of amazing. We talked about it a lot, so I'm really excited to watch and see all their travel pictures in the next few years. Emily filled that princess role. She looked exactly like a princess. If you were to think of a princess on a wedding day, you would picture Emily. Christian filled the Prince Charming role quite well, if I do say so myself. Emily's dress was so simple. It was kind of a silk sweetheart neckline. It fit her perfectly and had this beautiful belt to just give it a little bit of flair. The guys wore navy suits with dusty blue ties that accented all the girls' dusty blue dresses, blue on blue, and let me tell you, I was all for it. Love is what these two are, and although I know not everyone could be there, you still really suck, COVID. These two were surrounded by so much love. Their first look is one I will never forget. Christian had this like stern, almost grumpy look on his face, and I just thought to myself, come on, crack a smile, like it's your wedding day, she's getting ready to come out. But then I quickly realized that that stern look was pretty much the only thing holding back a lot of tears, and he hadn't even seen her yet. The joy and the thought that he was finally marrying his best friend was almost too much to bear. These two, when I say that they're best friends, I truly mean it. I'm not sure how long they spent apart before their big day, but you would have thought it to be weeks. I felt awful giving them directions and asking them to do things. I really just wanted to let them sit there and chat the whole day away, and they probably could have. Their love was obvious, and it was contagious. Their marriage deeply rooted in their friendship. Emily is the queen of do-it-yourself, and let me tell you, she is so good at it. She didn't miss a single detail, coloring book and crowns for the kids, hand sani for her guest, fans for the ceremony, because, whew, let me tell you, there was not a cloud in the sky and the sun was hot. Emily made sure to get out on the dance floor, but it really was her grandfather that stole the dance floor, for me at least. I could not get enough of him, shaking his little tail feather. Emily, Christian, thank you so much for a beautiful day. Wishing you both a lifetime of fun travels and a never-ending fairy tale.